We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Sure was a stormy finish to Father's Day in the Chicago area. Let's get the details now from AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore.
And a stormy finish to the spring season as that tornado complex came through those southwestern suburbs right around the time the solstice was occurring. So, yeah, we took that very warm and sticky air mass. We put this front into it, and it just created these heavy showers and thunderstorms. Not only the tornado that we're hearing about down those southern and western suburbs, but also the rain. Some areas saw upwards of 2 to 3 inches of rain from some of those storms. So we're dealing with flooding, although that seems to be getting a little bit better. The good news is it dries out, the humidity lowers, and we get some pretty nice, even cooler than average weather for a couple of days. But that's the price we pay for that tornado. We'll keep you up to date as we go through the morning on Chicago's weather station, News Radio 780, 105.9 FM.
Continuing our coverage of the overnight storms, about a dozen homes were damaged and four people hospitalized after the tornado plowed through Naperville. The Ranch View Drive area was hardest hit. WBBM's Rachel Pearson is there.
We just spoke with the Naperville Fire Department and have learned within the last few minutes there are now a total of 15 uninhabitable homes in this Ranchview subdivision. 100 to 125 have moderate damage either to their windows or garages, but still considered livable. One house was completely destroyed and leveled by this storm. Fire officials say two people were trapped in the debris of that home and had to be rescued by emergency personnel. A total of five people have now been taken to the hospital. Dozens of others are displaced. Pat?
Rachel, just looking at some of these pictures, you've got one house completely, apparently undamaged, and the next one is just leveled. So this is apparently worse than we thought.
It's much clearer of a picture now that we're in daylight. That's what's troubling with these overnight tornadic storms. I mean, we do see some houses see the walls completely ripped off. Roofs are torn, fences strewn, trees thrown as if they were weightless. It really is a lot of cleanup effort that is now underway. Live in Naperville, Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Thank you, Rachel. Now let's go to WBBM's Rob Hart from Route 53 near 75th Street in Woodridge, where the actual tornado went down. Rob?
Pat, I'm in a subdivision just off of Route 53 near 75th Street, where there does not appear to be a single tree on this block that is still standing. Everybody who lives on this street are out. They're out of their homes this morning. They are looking around. They are surveying the damage. There are some homes that on Everglade Drive that just have trees draped over the roof, trees in front of their front door, over their entire property. In fact, the street where I'm at right now, Everglade and Westview Lane in Woodridge, one street is practically impassable because of the number of downed trees because of this tornado that came through last night. And we're not talking about small saplings, but these are, you know, mighty evergreen trees, very large trees snapped in two, just to give you an idea of just the power of this storm. As I'm turning on another street here, basically an entire forest of trees on the ground right now, and people are up this morning. They look exhausted, probably up all night actually trying to survey the damage and now trying to see what happened as the sunshine arrives here. And yes, if you want to see what nature's fury is like, it was on display in Woodridge this morning. You can hear a generator going behind me. The power is out because simply that, just based on the on the downed trees alone. This is a powerful tornado that came through last night. Reporting from Woodridge, Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
There is some other important local news this morning in addition to the tornado last night. SWAT teams were called to a shooting in the Loop yesterday.
A woman was wounded in a shooting yesterday afternoon in the Loop. Authorities responded to a building in the 100 block of West Adams Street and located a female in the lobby with a gunshot wound to her thigh. She was taken to Northwestern Memorial Hospital and no word yet on her condition. A SWAT team was called to the scene and Adams was closed between Clark and LaSalle for the investigation. Miguel Esparza, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
12-year-old boy has been reported missing on the north side. Sharif Rahim, last seen leaving his home about 6:30 last evening in the 1600 block of West Greenleaf. Rahim is from Nigeria, speaks English very well, carrying a backpack and identification. Anyone with information is asked to contact Chicago police. Two men were killed over the weekend in a motorcycle accident in Joliet.
One of the men killed during the motorcycle pileup in Will County was 45-year-old Edwin Torres of Chicago. Illinois State Police tell WBBM that another man from downstate Des Moines, 57-year-old John Melvin, has also died. The eight riders involved in the crash, according to ISP, had been traveling westbound on Interstate 80, just west of milepost 126. Near I-55 in Joliet as part of a larger group. Several of the other riders involved were taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Branton Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
At least two people were killed, 10 wounded in shootings over the weekend in Chicago's Humboldt Park neighborhood. Police say several shootings occurred Saturday night near Division and Spalding.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.